This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 316 for Monday, March 20th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is down on Monday as the May contract passed the psychological $740 per ton level. While Chicago soil moved upwards, European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were both down. Crude oil is slightly lower after market concerns were eased with the announcement of UBS's purchase of beleaguered rival Credit Suisse over the weekend. The Canadian dollar was up 3/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The May canola contract was down $13 per ton at $738.60. In the U.S., corn and wheat were both in negative territory, while soybeans made gains. The Black Sea Grain Initiative was renewed over the weekend for at least 60 days as Russia decided not to exit the agreement. However, there are conflicting reports whether it was extended for only 60 days or for 120 days. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that 1.189 million tons of U.S. corn were exported for the week ended March 16th, up 174,000 tons from the week before, but down 308,000 from the same week last year. The season's total exports are now at 17.52 million tons, trailing last year's pace. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange has cut its projection for Argentina's corn crop by 1.5 million tons to 36 million, but rains are in store this week. The May corn contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.33. The USDA reported that more than 716,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were exported for the week ended March 16th, up 83,000 from the week before and up 160,000 from the same week last year. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange cut Argentina's projected soybean crop once again, this time by 4 million tons to 25 million. Brazilian ag consulting firm Patria Agronegocios estimated that the Brazilian soybean harvest is 63% complete, trailing the rapid pace of 71% from 1 year ago. Soybean prices in China are going down as African swine fever returns to northern parts of the country. The May soybean contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.86. The U.S. shipped 374,000 tons of wheat during the week ended March 16th, up from 257,000 tons from the week before, and up from 335,000 from the same week 1 year ago. The Ukrainian Ag Ministry has reported that 26,000 hectares of spring wheat has already been planted. Meanwhile, not much precipitation is expected this week for wheat-growing areas in the U.S. southwestern plains, as well as in the prairies and in India. However, Europe will receive beneficial rains. The May Chicago wheat contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.01. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.30. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.51. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, March 20th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.